Notorious Cleveland bank robber identified as deceased Massachusetts man after 52-year search. By Nick Gilbertson on November 13, 2021. A bank robber who heisted $215,000 from a Cleveland bank in 1969 was positively identified by U.S. Marshals this week, following his death 6 months ago. Theodore John Conrad was 20 years old when he arrived for work as a bank teller on Friday, July 11, 1969. At Society National Bank in Cleveland, Ohio. At the end of the day, with the bank set to close for the weekend, Conrad left with a paper bag carrying $215,000 and had a two-day head start on law enforcement, according to a press release from U.S. Marshals. The amount is equivalent to $1.7 million in 2021. At the time of the heist, Conrad was obsessed with the 1968 Steve McQueen film The Thomas Crown Affair, according to authorities. In the movie, bored millionaire Thomas Crown, Steve McQueen, concocts and executes a brilliant scheme to rob a bank without having to do any of the work himself, according to Rotten Tomatoes. Conrad had seen the film upwards of half a dozen times, U.S. Marshals say. From there he bragged to his friends about how easy it would be to take money from the bank and even told them he planned to do so. Conrad vanished, and a nationwide manhunt ensued. Authorities followed leads in California, Washington, D.C., Hawaii, Western Texas, and Oregon, but the searches turned up empty, U.S. Marshals say. Conrad had stumped investigators for over 50 years, and America's Most Wanted and Unsolved Mysteries featured his story. This week, U.S. Marshals finally positively identified the recently deceased Thomas Randell of Linfield, Massachusetts, as Theodore John Conrad, according to the release. Marshals analyzed documents Conrad signed from the 1960s and compared them to court papers signed by Randell, including documents from when he filed for bankruptcy in Boston federal court in 2014. The examination produced a match, allowing authorities to positively identify Randell as Conrad. He had been living an unassuming life in the Boston suburb since 1970, the U.S. Marshal press release states. Ironically, he moved to Boston near the location where the original Thomas Crown Affair movie was filmed. Randell used the birthday July 10, 1947, for his new alias, which is precisely 2 years before his actual birthday on July 10, 1949, Marshals say. The elusive bank robber died in May of 2021 following a battle with lung cancer. The bank robber worked as a golf pro split-time in Massachusetts and Florida while living under his new identity. According to his obituary on Legacy.com, he eventually shifted his vocational interests from golf to his second love, cars, and began a successful career in luxury automotive sales which spanned nearly 40 years, his obituary states. His wife and daughter survive him. Peter J. Elliott, a U.S. Marshal for Northern Ohio, says his father spent much of his life investigating the mystery of Conrad's disappearance. "This is a case I know all too well," Elliott stated in the release. "My father took an interest in this case early because Conrad lived and worked near us in the late 1960s," he went on to state. "My father never stopped searching for Conrad and always wanted closure up until his death in 2020. We were able to match some of the documents that my father uncovered from Conrad's college days in the 1960s with documents from Randell that led to his identification," Elliott said.